From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Violence continues in Thailand between anti-government protesters and soldiers. Troops are warning the area where the protesters have gathered is now a live fire zone. At least 16 people have died in fighting. Soldiers allege protesters are armed as well, with grenade launchers and bombs. Troops have fired at some protesters, including at a former general who was shot in the head. The mayor of New Orleans is working with other Gulf Coast leaders to make sure the huge oil spill offshore doesn't contaminate inland waterways. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports Lake Pontchartrain near New Orleans is at risk.
New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu says floating barriers are on hand in case oil makes its way north to the saltwater lake. It's actually an oval estuary connected to the Gulf 70 miles to the south. Landrieu says the region needs the nation's help in making sure offshore drilling is safe.
Louisiana has always put itself forward on behalf of this nation's economic security and national security. But if they want us to take that risk, they have to give us the tools that are necessary not only to protect ourselves, but to replenish the coast that protects the rest of America as we talk about our nation's national security.
Conservative Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Jefferson says 80% of all outer continental shelf drilling in the United States is done off South Louisiana, and the region must get a bigger share of the revenue. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
The Justice Department is investigating possible criminal behavior at a West Virginia mine where 29 workers died in an accident last month. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports.
Federal prosecutors in West Virginia disclosed the investigation Friday in a letter. The probe centers on the operators of a mine plagued with safety problems in Upper Big Branch. The U.S. Attorney's Office asked the Labor Department to hold off on bringing civil cases while the FBI investigates whether there was alleged willful criminal activity. The FBI has interviewed nearly two dozen current and former employees already. NPR News was first to report the FBI interest. The mine is owned by Massey Energy Company, which has been cited for a series of violations over the years. Investigators are reviewing the actions of the mine's operator, executives, and lower-level management. Massey has said it's cooperating with authorities. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
A 16-year-old Australian has become the youngest person to sail solo around the world. Jessica Watson says hard work helped her reach her goal.
I'm an ordinary girl who believed in a dream. You don't have to be someone special or anything special to achieve something amazing. You just got to have a dream, believe in it, and work hard.
Watson spent 7 months sailing nearly 23,000 nautical miles around the world by herself. Britain's transportation agency may close some of that country's airspace tomorrow. Officials say there's more ash in the air from Iceland's Eyjafjallajökull volcano. It can pose a hazard to airplanes. The closures could affect the airports that serve London. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. New York State's budget crisis is forcing 41 parks and 14 historic sites to close, at least temporarily. Many of the sites could shut down as early as next week. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
Among the properties that could be closed are several historic sites in the Hudson Valley, commanded by General George Washington during the Revolutionary War. Fireworks on Jones Beach for July 4th will also be canceled. Starting Monday, restrooms at these properties will stay closed and picnic tables will stay in storage. The New York State Legislature has voted to restore some $11 million in funds for the parks, but the budget has not been agreed to and is already 6 weeks late. But this does mean that these closings could be temporary. New York's budget deficit is now estimated at more than $9 billion. One park advocate called the closings a slap in the face of taxpayers and said, "Of all the things we pay taxes for, this is the thing people feel they get the most back from." Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.
NASA says the space shuttle Atlantis is closing in on the International Space Station. The shuttle is scheduled to dock there tomorrow. The Atlantis lifted off from Florida on Friday with a six-person crew. They're taking equipment and parts to the station. The mission will last for 12 days. The only survivor of a plane crash this week in Libya, he is now headed home to the Netherlands. The 9-year-old Dutch boy who lost his parents and brother in the accident is on a medical evacuation flight. Relatives of the boy have released a statement saying under the circumstances he's doing well, but faces a terrible situation. Libyan authorities are still trying to find what caused the accident. The Airbus went down just short of the runway as it tried to land in Tripoli, killing everyone else aboard. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.